several of them. Actually, tomorrow is First Friday. That is the day of our First Friday Arts segment. We mark the occasion with something like a First Friday Eve, bringing in musician, performer, writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It's called Rogue Sounds. We are waiting for Josh himself to show up any old minute here. We're trying to raise him on the phone at the moment. We do know that he's got five bands for us to hear from. The Happies, Moon Tricks, Night Blooms, Z-Man, and The Deer. And we'll be giving you some dates and some times. We'll also give you the sound of the bands themselves. So let's start out with The Happies. Let's hear their cut. Randy can fire that one up.
I don't care just where she's going. I will cut her right outside my mind. And keep me nice and keep me warm. I cut the rope. I cut the rope. I cut the rope and let you go.
And again, the sound of The Happies here on the Jefferson Exchange on this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. Looking for Josh Gross to arrive any old moment here. I can tell you this about The Happies. They'll be performing at Oxenfree in Brookings. That will be tomorrow night. They'll be at the G Street Bar and Grill in Grants Pass on Saturday night, rather. That's the G Street Bar and Grill on the 5th of October. And then they move on to Live from the Hive in Medford on Sunday, October 6th. So that's The Happies here on the Jefferson Exchange on this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. Next up, we have a band called Moon Tricks, which appears to be two people, judging by the pictures of them, and from Canada, I believe. But let's hear from Moon Tricks. Is the sound of Moon Tricks here on the Jefferson Exchange on this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. We don't seem to have Josh Gross at the moment, but I can tell you a little bit about what Moon Tricks say about themselves. Nestled deep in the beautiful Kootenay Mountains of Western Canada lies the home of Moon Tricks, a duo whose timeless sound captures the essence of their rugged roots. Combining their love of folk, blues, and electronic music, Nathan Gurley and Sean Rodman are blazing their own trail, merging musical worlds previously unacquainted and capturing audiences along the way. Since connecting in their rural hometown through a shared love of music, the pair's chemistry was instantly apparent. With Gurley at the production helm and Rodman on songwriting and vocals, they've birthed an authentically raw and seductive sound, infusing grassroots blues, wistful soul, and gritty boot-stomping bass. Their breakout organic hit Home has surpassed 1 million streams, and their music is frequently licensed for film and television. So that's the story of Moon Tricks. Wow. Home. It's 1 million streams. I'm still getting used to the world in which people talk about streams instead of in units moved, which used to be what people talked about in music back in the day. Either way, it tended to drive artists crazy, though, because the whole idea was not about creating a quality sound, but it was also about making sure that you shipped enough units. And you know, if you're an artist, you prefer to think in terms of like, wow, that was a great sound or something like that. But that was as always, the commercial realities to consider along with the artistic concerns about music. Moontrix play the Arcata Theater Lounge on the 9th of October. They play the historic Ashland Armory on the 10th of October. And then the following night, they'll be at the Wow Hall in Eugene. So covering quite a bit of ground across our listening area are Moontrix. Again, October 9th at Arcata Theater Lounge, October 10th at the Ashland Armory, October 11th at the Wow Hall in Eugene. This is Rogue Sounds on the Jefferson Exchange. We are going to hear Night Blooms next. Oh, that was Night Blooms. Oh, okay. Well, now that we know about Night Blooms, let's go back and hear Moontrix.
Well, you got to hold on. Your gold digging's gone. Dark clouds are coming out. You better get out of town. You got to go home, son. All you've wrong done. Big things are on the rise. You better open your eyes. Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
Okay, now we have the music matched up with the description better. That really does sound like the grassroots blues, wistful soul, and gritty boot-stomping bass that we were promised with the band Moontrix out of the Kootenay Mountains of Western Canada. Moontrix calls itself the best-kept secret in Canada's festival circuit, now taking the sound worldwide. They feel just as home on an electronic festival stage one weekend and a folk festival the next, and you can hear why. Moontrix, that was Moontrix, we can assure you this time, on Rogue Sounds on the Jefferson Exchange. Josh Gross, nowhere to be found at the moment, but Moontrix is on the 9th of October at Arcata Theater Lounge, the 10th of October at Ashland Armory, and the 11th of October at the Wow Hall in Eugene. And just to get things back in order, and because we need to kill a little time, let's hear the song from Night Blooms again. That, the sound of Night Blooms here on the Jefferson Exchange in our Rogue Sounds segment, minus our usual partner here, Josh Gross. Let's hear more about Night Blooms. They describe themselves as a band of river rats from Wimberley, Texas. Wait, Wimberley, isn't that where... I think that might actually be where Emily Curitan, our former producer, is from in the Dallas area. This four-piece soulful indie alternative group is centered around three-part female harmonies and R&B grooves. They currently are recording their debut record in Austin, Texas. They report. So let's see where we're going to see the ability or have the ability to see Night Blooms in the coming days. They're playing a house show in Eugene on October 11th. They'll be playing the Black Sheep in Ashland on October 12th. So that's where Night Blooms is going. Two more bands to talk about. The first one we'll do is called Z-Man.
pour a little codeine for those who ain't here, who didn't get a chance to cheer. Rapper of the year, his name is Z-Man. That's me, California Pappy, California pipe dreaming. California's got me thinking I am Johnny Depp, I don't age, I haven't slept. The Golden State is what a rep, I'm on stage. Before you set, pop off, I'm about to hop off. The headline killer strikes again. Come on, relish. I'm not a freshman in the cypher. While you was paying for views, I was paying my dues. We were all born modest. I ain't that popular, can't find me on your blog, but on your iPod I keep popping up last. Would you tell them?
Yeah, that's the rally. Yeah, that's the rally. Yeah, that's the rally.
Is this your people's right here?
Yeah, that's the rally. Yeah, that's the rally. Yeah, that's the rally.
Is this your people's right here?
Yeah, that's the rally. Yeah, that's the rally. Yeah, that's the rally.
Is this your housey wowsy?
Had to figure it out. They moved from the south, migrated west to see what Frisco's all about.
See what Frisco's all about.
See what Frisco's looking like.
All right. Well, it turns out when you're looking for a guy named Z-Man, you can find more than one person named Z-Man. So I'm looking for details on this particular artist so I can give you some more information about Z-Man and his traveling tour. This looks like this is, Z-Man the rapper for sure, but not Z-Man the folky. So there's a couple of Z-Mans out there. So this particular Z-Man will be performing at the Hall in Grants Pass. That'll be on the 18th of October, so a rather full month, it looks like, of the band's schedule around the region. I did have a chance to talk with Josh Gross last week. He's not here now. We don't know why, but we were talking about the fact that one of the venues that so often provides artists for this list is shutting down. Johnny B's in Medford is not going to be doing its business anymore. As Josh told me, the owner is calling it quits after, I think, 18 years, and so Johnny B's in Medford not among the list of venues that are available for bands to be playing when they come to the Rogue Valley, which is kind of a shame because they did have some really interesting people and sounds over the years. Let us get into the next and final act here on the Exchange, and that would be The Deer. Let's hear from The Deer. That is the sound of The Deer here on Rogue Sounds on the Jefferson Exchange. We are going to be hearing from The Deer on 1029 at the Brick Room in Ashland. They'll be playing on Halloween night at Wildcraft Cider Works in Eugene as well. The Deer describe themselves as having spacious songs with airy vocals floating atop lovely, languid melodies and gentle percussion, adorned with softly swelling synths and thoughtfully plucked fiddle and mandolin. It's a sound that compels comparisons to songwriting principles like Fleetwood Mac, Nico Case, or Mazzy Star. The Deer have formed a breed of indie folk entirely uninhibited, all its own, and absolutely captivating. That's self-description from their website at thedeermusic.com. I'm glad they made that clear because you think about it, with Z-Man and The Deer, there could be a lot of bands called Z-Man or The Deer. The Deer are talking about a new album to be released on November 1st called Do No Harm on Keeled Scales, Secretly Distribution. That's a great name for a distribution company. The band share a home with the critically acclaimed indie label, Austin, Texas, where they've been honored by Austin Music Awards as Best Performing Folk Act and runner-up for Best Austin Band. That is The Deer. The Deer, again, coming to the Brick Room in Ashland on the 29th of October, and then Halloween night, October 31st, at Wildcraft Cedar Works in Eugene. And that is Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. Don't know what happened to Josh Gross. He'll be back in the chair next month, I am confident. That'll do it for today's Exchange. We're online at jeffexchange.org. And if you're listening in the morning, The Takeaway is coming up next. Our evening rebroadcast is followed by news from the BBC. We are online not only at jeffexchange.org, but also on Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter at Jeff Exchange. The program is produced by John Baxter and Angela Decker of JPR News. Our student assistant, Randy Babbitt, is at the controls today. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you so much for listening. Please join us next time on the Jefferson Exchange, and have a great day.